Welcome to the Matt Zediker Show, live from La Costa Mexican Restaurant. Now welcome the Domtar Tiger Sports Network's David McCurley.
Good evening and welcome back to La Costa Mexican Restaurant in downtown Sylacauga. Let me tell you, they've got it going on. If you want some chips, salsa, cheese dip, hey, you can come down and get party packs for the college games on Saturday too. But, you know, tonight on Wednesday nights for our coaches' cantina, they've got a new deal. They're going to do any of their dinner combinations for $8.95. I'm telling you. Listen, you can get a burrito, enchilada, rice, and beans for $8.95. You can't beat that. I mean, you can't go anywhere and get a meal like that in and around the Coosa Valley. So come on down to La Costa. And I'd like to welcome in Coach Matt Zediker, along with myself and KJ McCurley. Clint Wright, not going to be here tonight. He's pulling double duty this week at work. So he was a little late getting off. But, Coach, how you doing?
I'm well. Myself.
I'm doing good. Listen, you and I have talked about this, and this is no disrespect to B.B. Comer's. Their homecoming, and there's nobody I love any more than you and Coach Adam Fawcett. But you and I have talked about that we feel like the rough part of that schedule is maybe behind us. Now, we still have to go out and do the work, but – I just believe there's a lot of winnable games in the foreseeable future.
We hope so. I mean, I think there's definitely more games where we're more evenly matched.
Yeah.
You know, you when you put an academy at the end of a school's name, it typically
there's a lot of money in that.
Yeah, a lot of money, and it showed last week and the week before. You know, we were probably outmatched every position on the field, and it's you know, when you're playing with 3A athletes versus 6 and 7A athletes, it's tough to compete, but it is what it is. You know, our kids fought. But, yes, we're glad we've ran that gauntlet, and so now we can play some teams that we hope we have a better opportunity to try to get a win.
Yeah, Coach, I was really kind of impressed by one thing in particular, again, in the second half playing against a much bigger school. Mm-hmm. Your guys didn't quit. Like, you just said that.
Yeah.
I really, really enjoyed watching the running backs run the football.
Yeah,
I thought they ran the ball so hard in the second half, in particular with Dallas Brown and Kevin Chapman. And
yeah.
Man, how close was Caden Chambliss to housing another
couple
kickoff?
You know, and they kept kicking it to him. So I was like, let's go, you know. And had a holding call on the very first one that had a nice return. Then he got shoestringed right there in the second half. But he's a good weapon for us. We hope we have an opportunity to get the ball in his hands this week. And yeah, I thought Kevin Chapman put a complete game together, you know, last week. He ran really hard the first half and the second half. Took Dallas about a half to get going for whatever reason, but we kind of challenged him at halftime. But listen, you know, that's kind of the one really good bright spot that we're doing right now. You know, we have a game goal to rush for 175 yards or more every game. We've reached that every game. We're averaging around 200 plus yards a game. And so, man, that's our bread and butter. We're going to do it and keep doing it. And you know, that's what we're going to hang our hat on. And hopefully it opens up the passing game. You know, we're getting a little better every week. JJ's, you know, getting better as a throwing quarterback. But, you know, when you're averaging those kind of numbers, we got to take advantage of it. And that'll be the game plan this week.
You know, you talked about reaching your goals. There's a lot of goals with football teams. And I'm going to be honest with you. I think still a lot of our goals are in front of us, but we talked about the running game, and you talked about averaging over 200 yards. Those running backs are doing the job, and JJ's doing the job, but I'm going to tell you, those young guys that you've kind of thrown in the fire along with those older guys in the Cam Estelle up front are doing the job.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You look out there, at you know, there's one senior out there on that offensive line, and you know, we're a big offensive line, and, you know, we got a couple guys that weren't linemen last year. You know, our one of our tackles, Jay Davis, you know, was an H-back last year. So he's still learning how to be a lineman. You got a true freshman at right guard with Amari Garrett, and he's just getting better and better every game. Yeah, with experience. And, you know, Justice Washington's just a beast on both sides of the ball, you know, and him and Amari on both sides right there. And so we got some meat, and we had Kamari Swain at the other tackle. And, you know, they're big. They're big, big guys, big fellas. And then you put the Camden Estelle right in the middle, and he's the senior, been starting since he's a freshman right there. We like what we're doing. You know, defensively, we've given up 95 points the last two games, and so that's something we're not proud of. We're not excited about. You know, Coach Jackson and I are losing sleep every night over it. But again, we feel like maybe we match up a little bit better. Going to try to simplify some things this week and let them guys go play ball, and let's see if we can tackle them.
And, Coach, you mentioned the run production a while ago and highlighted one of those guys in Kevin Chapman, also played a little bit of defense for you last week as well. And I want to highlight that because playing in the defensive backfield, that's usually Tay Fairman when healthy. He plays receiver and the defensive backfield. How much has his absence affected the rotation? Not really in a bad way, because these guys are getting reps and they're getting better. How has that extra snaps fared for those younger guys that are getting more chances in the secondary?
Yeah, well, that's it. You know, I mean, the next man has to step up. And when you lose someone like Tay's, just an unbelievable athletic ability, you know, can play just about any position. It's a big loss, but, you know, we've been without him since week two now, the first series of week two. And so we've had an adapt, and those guys are getting better and better. And so that's going to come on. Got some bad news today. You know, we finally figured out he's torn his PCL. So that's just, you know, detrimental to us. Hate it for the kid. I know he's down right now, but, you know, good Lord's got a plan for him. We'll figure it out. But, you know, it's the next man up. Unfortunately, that's part of sports. Injuries happen. And just hate it happens to anybody, but especially someone that's so pivotal to help you win games. But he'll bounce back, and those guys, you know, we're going to step up, and we're going to play for him this week.
I know Devin also has been injured and won't see him for a little while more, but talk about the health of the rest of your team. Other than those two guys, are we pretty good? Knock on wood.
Finding some wood to knock on here. There it is. For the most part, we're looking good. You know, we're nursing a couple knees last week, but it came out of it pretty healthy. We came out of the game healthy, and for probably the first time in a while, other than those two, you know, everybody's good. I always like when our trainer he comes back on Monday and checks guys from Friday night, and man, it wasn't a long checkup. Gave me the thumbs up, said everybody's good to go, and that's what you want to hear. So, other than Devin and Tay out, we're coming in full tilt.
Yeah, and Coach, we alluded earlier to kind of a softer part of the schedule. No disrespect to any of the teams that you have left, but how are the guys with them seeing that proverbial light at the end of the tunnel being the last 2 weeks? And now they get to come out, and the first game they play after that is against somebody that's less than 15 minutes away. I know they've got to be fired up.
They're fired up, and you don't need any extra added motivation when you're playing these guys. You know the paper kind of fired them up this week too, you know, saying that we haven't won in the last 5 years, and have only scored one touchdown one time in those 5 years. And so you know, that they hear that, they see that, they hear it in their community, they hear it in the hallways, so they got a little chip on their shoulder, you know, and so they're excited to go play this rivalry game, and let's put it all out on the table and see how the cards fall, you know.
Well, you know, I come to talk with you Monday, and I showed you the Tiger Bowl trophy, which is a unique thing that Johnny Johnson and Coach Adam Fawcett put together, and we at Radio Alabama, you know, present that, and we call it our trophy. But, you know, the winning team gets to keep it, and they have had it since we started it.
Sure.
But your kids know that.
Yeah, they do.
They want it, and you got a chance to see that thing for the first time for yourself.
That's right.
It gives a little better motivation. But you think back to all those years you were at Sylacauga and myself, and that Comer-Chillsburg game was that first Thursday night of the year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But even more so now than that trophy and the rivalry, it's a region game.
It is a region game, and we're both looking for our first region win, and I think we both have the same sentiment that if we can win this game, we can get on a roll. You know, I know they're probably thinking the same thing, and I've kind of told the kids that, hey, guys, everything we're telling you this week, they're hearing the same thing over there in that locker room. You know, somebody's going to get their first win this week. You know, and I think both teams feel that if they can win this game, then it could be, you know, the hope is it's a snowball effect and get this thing rolling. I like our side of the schedule a little bit better, you know. So hopefully, you don't need any extra motivation when it comes to a rivalry, this game at all, and then just that added to it that it's a region game, and it's got playoff implications. And so let's get it.
Yeah, Coach, I know you're excited to take the field Friday. Going to be a first time for you seeing Comer, seeing what Coach Fawcett is going to bring to the table. You know, with this being the first time that you've seen him, and with them having to reboot basically their entire team from the last 2 years, and not a lot of familiarity, what have you guys seen on film and gathered for a game plan on offense and defense?
Yeah, listen, they're going to be well coached. You know, we're going to get their best game. You know, 4-6 are dynamic athletes for them. You know, his running back's really good, but the two receivers, he puts them all over the place and tries to get them the ball. His son's a really good quarterback, manages the game really well. He's got a good arm, and fits balls into windows that you don't think are there. I thought he had some really good throws against the Vincent game. You know, they got a defense that's going to attack and send pressure from all over the place. And I've coached against Coach Fawcett a long time, majority of my career, and he's always got some different wrinkles that you got to be ready for, you know, that he hadn't shown on film. And so we just kind of going by what we've seen on film, but saying, hey, we need to be ready for this and be ready for this. And, you know, I'm excited to just coach another game in that stadium. It's been a long time
since I've been there. You've walked them sidelines a lot. I want to talk to you about that one aspect of that stadium when we come back. Coach Matt Zediker's here with us at La Costa tonight, and, of course, he's going to be with us for the next few minutes and talk more about the B.B. Comer rivalry coming up this Friday night here at Legion Stadium. We'll step aside. Come on down here at La Costa. Get any one of the combination dinners. They call it the Coach's Cantina. You can get it for $8.95. Come on down and eat with us tonight here at La Costa.
Big changes are happening at the Coosa Pines Mill. We are now Domtar. We've united the legacies of paper excellence, Resolute Forest Products, and Domtar into one strong brand. While we have a new name, it's still the same trusted people, the same high-quality products, and the same dedication to the communities where we live and work. For roughly 200 years, our mills have been leading the way in sustainable forestry and innovative solutions, and we're just getting started. Domtar, we are the fiber for the future. Visit domtar.com to learn more.
Looking for a career that's both high quality and eco-friendly? INEOS in Childersburg has been leading the way since 2005, making top-level lubricants while staying committed to the environment. Be part of a team that's focused on real innovation and a better future. Ready to make a difference? Come by 100 Nippon Drive or visit the Talladega Career Center to apply. INEOS USA, where your career can help drive real change.
As you head out to support your boys of fall, know that the team at First Bank of Alabama is prepared to take care of your financial needs, covering 6 counties with 13 locations, online, mobile, and ATM banking throughout East Central Alabama. We have the products, services, and the most valuable people to allow you to bank when you want, where you want, and how you want, so you can focus on your favorite team, First Bank of Alabama, where you are first. Online at fbal.bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Matt Zediker Show on the Domtar Tigers Sports Network. Driven by Toyota of Sylacauga. Worth the drive and they'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
Welcome back to the Coach Matt Zediker Show, live from La Costa. It is our Coach's Cantina. Coach Matt Zediker, you and I were talking in the break there about this. You coming back to Legion Stadium. You roamed that field a lot with Coach Griff and playing there. I wanted to ask you, though, this probably, unless, you know, we get on the roll and get in the playoffs, this probably will be the only time that you play on turf this year.
It is, and guess what? We're going to wear all white uniforms.
How about that? But is there a difference coaching wise? It's the field is still the same distance, it's still the same length, but they say turf makes you faster. Well, I can tell you one thing: we got about 3 cats that if it makes them faster, somebody better look out.
Yeah. You know, I've coached on turf probably the last 10 years of my career.
Yeah, tend to forget that.
Yeah, before I left Sylacauga, we had it for 2 years, and then always had it at Lincoln. Mm-hmm. So it's a luxury. It's nice to have, especially for practicing and things like that. But I don't know. If a kid that hasn't played on it a lot, they may be, you know, in surprised with it when they get on it. But at the end of the day, once you start playing, it's playing football.
I think so. That's what I was going to say. I think probably after about the first quarter, you forget about it.
Yeah. I mean, there'll be, you know, sometimes you get some skin ripped off, and I'm anxious to see what kind of turf they put down here. You know, there's some different kinds that are really good for the body when you take an elbow down or a knee, and then there's some that'll scrape skin right off. So I'm excited, man. But like I said, I haven't coached a game in that stadium since a varsity game since I left Sylacauga. You know, Sylacauga and Lincoln were in the same region for a little while. Mm-hmm. 1 year we were supposed to come back here, and the COVID hit. We had to forfeit because we lost like 20 players.
Yeah.
Coached a couple of JV games. But I'm excited to be back in the old stadium. And, I put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears on that field.
Absolutely.
And then coached a lot, 17 years there. So it's exciting to come back and see it. It's a beautiful stadium. And hopefully, man, we put a beautiful game on that turf.
One thing that I thought, Coach, was really beautiful last week is it seemed like there was fewer mental errors. You know,
yeah.
We had maybe a few in the first half, one in the second half. But I thought for the most part, especially the guys up front on both sides of the ball, played much more within themselves. And listen, we alluded to the size differential.
Ooh.
And these guys didn't back down, and they didn't commit silly penalties. And for the most part, I thought at times the last few weeks, they've gotten a pretty decent push on bigger units.
Yeah.
That's got to give those guys in the trenches confidence going to the turf.
It does. And we're going to have that push again this week, you know, give ourselves an opportunity to have a chance to win that game. But, I think we last week we cut our penalty. We had 25 yards worth of penalties. Two back-to-back offsides are really, really just detrimental to us coming out of halftime right there. We had them backed up. But other than that, you know, the rest of them were effort penalties, you know. And so they jumped and they called it on us, but so we didn't count that one. But I thought the discipline wise with penalties is big. You know, we still got to continue on special teams and continue to get better. We're just we're not a very football smart team right now. We're really learning the game still. There's a lot of aspects that I'm assuming these kids know, and they just, you know, it's they're asking questions. And so it's a lot of football 101 and making sure they understand what balls are live and what aren't, things like that, especially on special teams. And that's just, you know, that's typically what you see with a young, inexperienced team, you know. And so, but we're getting better and better, and we keep working. And again, you know, we'll see. Them special teams keep me up late at night, I promise.
You know, my old football coach at Auburn, and you knew him, Coach Pat Dye, he always said you got to be able to run the football, you got to be able to stop the run, and you got to be sound in the kicking game.
That's right.
And if you do those three things, you're going to win a lot of football games.
Absolutely.
And KJ alluded to the fact that we've done better in the penalties.
Yeah.
I thought we were much more, maybe it was what we drank or whatnot, but not as much cramping last week as well.
Yeah.
And this week, Friday night, is supposed to be hot again. That turf probably makes it a little hotter.
Yeah.
So, you know, we'll see about that. I think we're in excellent physical condition.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to tell you, you talked about special teams.
Yeah.
And I'm not giving away any secret here, but does 19 see the football anymore on our returns? I can't see anybody kicking it to
him.
Well,
they did last week.
I know.
You know, and I think they were just kind of, you know, strutting their stuff, saying we'll take it and then, you know, advantage us. So, but no, I don't foresee him seeing it. But if he does, you know, it's not just him. You know,
right.
There's
it's
10
not,
other
right.
guys out there
that's
that
right.
got to get on their blocks and got to sustain those blocks and try not to hit in the back or hold or anything, and we're getting better and better at it. And if you can give him a crease or an edge, man, there's not too many people that are going to chase him down.
Yeah, I just feel like, especially on kickoff returns, there's just something that he sees the field so much better.
Mm-hmm.
And especially when he reverses his field, you know, and you don't want to give things away, but he's dangerous. But, you know, I'm just excited. Our special teams, I think, are getting better. I know we missed Devin, and I wanted to ask you real quick. Talk about the just lining up in our and had that little quick kick a few times last week with JJ.
Yeah, we had to figure something out, and that's something I've done in the past. Me and Coach Johnson sat down and drew that up one day in the gym. But you know, especially if it's fourth and you know, manageable, that puts a defense in a bind. You know, do you cover it? Do you put somebody back? You better cover the trips receivers. You know, so we got a lot of different things we can do off of that where we you know, we can kick it or we can't. But it's tough on a defense because you got to be alerted and rest down. And so, you know, we'll see that this Friday. But we also, you know, we obviously got our punt team and another guy back there punting, especially if we get backed up deep in the end zone. We got to go tight punt or something like that. But just gives us another version of how to get the ball out of there. But, you know, the goal is not to be doing that much.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
Hey,
if you're having a bunch of punt yards, that's not good. Yeah.
Yeah, and, Coach, these guys are hungry, in particular your upperclassmen, your guys that have been there a few years. They're tired of it. No athlete wants to lose a bunch of close games. That'll make you sicker than the flu.
That's right.
I always said that. I hated losing close games as a basketball player in high school. It ticked me off more than a win and made me happy. And I know these guys want that first win. We know Tay Fairman, knowing his personality, even with the injury, I'm sure he's still been a vocal part in those huddles, getting his guys together. But who are some other guys that are kind of taking ownership of this thing for you and saying, we're tired of this, we need to do better, we are going to do better, and they're taking the next step as leaders? I think I've seen a few on the field, but who are some of those guys that are just trying to step up for you right now?
Well, you're going to see you saw a glimpse of him last week, but you're going to see Javis Stone unleashed this week. I think we feel like we still got him on a pitch count, you know, because it's his second game back. But he'll be a lot more involved. And, you know, we had him on some special teams last week, and you just see him itching. He's wanting to hit something, you know. We played him a little bit at H-back, but you'll see him in the defensive backfield for us a lot. And that's been a tremendous really good thing getting him back, because he's our alpha. He's the guy that gets everything set. He's our quarterback on defense. He's immediately came back. He sat with Coach Jackson for, you know, the last 2 weeks, getting back acquainted with our defense and getting the calls and the checks. And he goes and sits with him every day. And it's just you can just see the team going, oh, we got our dog back. You know what I mean? And so that's a big one. Getting him back. And then obviously, you know, Duke Fairman's going to be a big part of our game plan this week. You know, senior-wise, Cam Estelle's wanting to get a win so bad he can taste it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I can say that about all of our seniors. But going back to Tay, too, let me tell you something about Tay. Hadn't missed a practice. He comes to all the games, you know, and then he's a constant, still a constant leader in that locker room and on the field, you know, encouraging these guys and coaching the younger guys. And so, you know, it's another benefit we got, or someone else we got to play for this week.
You know, I know you don't get to go back and listen to our calls of the game, but I saw, and you probably will know which one I'm talking about on film. Number three, when he was at H-back on one play, absolutely de-cleated somebody.
Yeah, yeah.
And I saw that, and I said, man, how great it is to have him back. I saw him as, you know, 53 last year, but three. Listen, real quick, if whether it be offense, defense, or special teams, what are the things that we have to do to defeat B.B. Comer on Friday night?
Well, listen, we got to do what we do well. You know, we have to execute our offense and make sure we're not missing blocks, make sure we're taking care of the ball, you know, and just running our offense effectively. Defensively, we got to know where four is. We got to know where six is. We got to know where the running back is. And then we got to make sure that we can get some pressure on Fawcett. You know, most teams that have been successful against him have put pressure in his face and not allow the routes to develop where they can get the ball to those really good athletes in space. And so, you know, we're going to put some different pressure packages on him and try to disrupt his timing. And then kicking game, you know, I don't think either one of us kick real well. You know, neither one of our teams has a good kicker as far as, you know, a soccer type guy. So, you know, it's going to come down, you know, there might be a 2-point conversion. You know, it may be a punt or something that you got to go. But, you know, we got to do what we do. We got to continue getting better. We're going to have to tackle well and then just not let the hype of the game take us right out of, you know, being a rival game, take us out of our element of executing our offense and defense.
Yeah, don't get too high and don't get too low. Just play the game.
That's it. And you know, you always worry as a coach in a rivalry game of it getting chippy and where their mind starts going away from their assignments because, you know, it's getting chippy. And so we've talked a lot about that this week. Stay within ourselves. Let's not run our mouths. If they're running theirs, that's fine. Let's see on our helmet, do the talking and just stay within ourselves and just really work on what we're doing.
Yeah, Coach, one last thing for me is what you guys have been doing in the locker room this year, it's obviously worked. I know it's not translated to wins, but I wanted to close my take with this for anyone that might be listening. Childersburg doesn't come close, and no disrespect to the previous coaching staffs, because you still got some of those coaches on them.
Good.
These Tigers from a few years back, they wouldn't have came close to making a push against a school like Glenwood on the offensive line. They wouldn't have been able to stand up with Lee Scott and bounce back in the second half after going down. You can see the maturity start to rise, and I think this Friday hopefully can be nothing but a bolster of that and a big old shot in the arm for the Tigers.
Man, I sure do hope so. We need it. I know our community needs it. These kids need it, and then our coaching staff needs it, but you know what we need and what we want are two different things. You know, we're gonna have to go out and we're gonna have to do what we got to do to try to get it.
Absolutely, Coach. Well, I'm gonna tell you, I've seen you on that kind of the west side of Legion Stadium a lot.
Yeah,
now you're gonna be on that east side of it come Friday night. It's no different, and I know you're ready.
Yeah,
your coaching staff's ready. Let's go out and let's get this region win and get that trophy back. We got a place for it too.
We sure do. We got a beautiful trophy case in our weight room, and it's kind of empty. So we're ready to put that there and understanding where their homecoming date. So we're going to dance with them.
Yeah, and I mentioned this to him, and of course he's a good friend of mine. You know Keith Mayfield does the PA for B.B. Comer
all my life.
And I said, you know, one thing about it, if it's gonna really have to rip him if he has to call that trophy out to Coach Matt Zediker and the Tigers.
More than you know.
Yeah,
but Keith's a great guy.
Absolutely. Yeah. Love him to death. But, Coach, thank you for being here. Good luck Friday night. I'll see you down there beforehand. And, of course, always go Tigers.
Go Tigers.